A tense couple of weeks in Minneapolis. Black Lives Matter protests continue there today over the death of Jamar Clark. He was the young black man shot by police on November 15th. Then on Monday, five Black Lives Matter protesters were shot by alleged white supremacists. Mohamed Samatar is a young Somali-American activist in Minneapolis. He's been taking part in the protests, but he decided to stay home Monday night and was shocked by the shootings.
We had an act of terrorism happen in place I grew up and call home.
You're calling the attack by the white supremacists an act of terror?
Oh, yes, definitely. When you ever have anyone come into a peaceful protest and use a weapon, I think that's definitely an act of terror.
You grew up in Minneapolis. Your parents are originally from Somalia. Minneapolis has a tight-knit Somali immigrant community. What were your discussions about race like with your parents when you were growing up?
For me, growing up, one of the biggest things we talked about in our family was our identity as Muslims. And since 9/11, that's been something that has been on our consciousness and how we move in the world. And race was something that was secondary.
I mean, your identity, as you say, first as a Muslim, but you are black, which many see also as a liability. And that goes back before 9/11. What's it been like to kind of like juggle these two things at once?
Being a recent African immigrant, some things that Somali community and Somali immigrants don't have a firsthand experience in is the civil rights era and being a black person in America since the founding of this country. For me, when I was growing up, it was something that, civil rights was very much disattached to my identity. And recently, with this movement and this outcry against systematic oppression and racism,
Black Lives Matter movement.
Black Lives Matter. I've been able to see the two intertwining as one. It's hard being a young black Muslim person in America today, but Black Lives Matter has been able to captivate my attention and my hope that we can use our voices as young people of color and make a change right here in our own city of Minneapolis.
I understand there was a moment when you went to visit Somalia for the first time that really affected you. Can you just tell us about that trip and what changed you on that trip to Somalia?
Going to Somalia, I thought I was going to this utopia of home, how I would put it. And I got there and I speak the language pretty fluently and I know the customs. But when I got there, a lot of people automatically knew just by the mere way of moving or walking in the street that I was not from there. And the first question I would get asked anywhere I went was, where are you from?
Hmm. What did you say when people ask you, where are you from? And what did that question even feel like to be asked that question?
The question usually came in English and I would respond in Somali. And it was an interesting conversation because people were more interested in my English accent. So the conversation was most times just having to explain that this is home, but I am from Minneapolis, and having to question where I was from. It was difficult because I was there for a vacation. And they're there looking at me saying, you're coming to where we live, where there are no opportunities. And it hit me, the privilege I had. When we talk about privilege in America, and we talk about privilege as a young black person going to Somalia, they're just two completely different things. And so it was hard because I had that weight of privilege with me.
You've become active in the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm curious about the other people in the Somali community in Minneapolis. What is the discussion that you're hearing in that community about Black Lives Matter?
Most of the people in the front lines of this movement, from what I've seen, have been young Somali females with their hijabs, protesting and leading chants. And so from one end, this is part of the struggle for any person who identifies of color in the U.S. But on the other hand, having to tell someone who just came from a refugee camp, hey, what are your thoughts and why are you not being part of this movement, is hard because you put that person in this role of expectations and what you need to do and what you need to feel. But for the most part, from the Somali community, we stand with Black Lives Matter and this movement and being able to end oppression and danger and fear and chaos and be able to love each other at the end of the day, because we're all humans, which we forget.
Mohammed Samatar is an activist based in Minneapolis. Thanks very much for your time, Mohammed.
Thank you.